This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the fun.
Get together, those of us who are invested in the land and farming and food and agriculture in America, especially the family farmer. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to go through some of the news of the past week. It's Thanksgiving week. A lot of farmers are in the focus because of what we grow and how it is distributed and sold in our communities. It's very important for us to acknowledge and understand the farmer. As a matter of fact, I saw some statistics. The average Thanksgiving meal costs $21 if you have all the average fixings. Unless you have pizza, good, Doug. Well, some people have pizza, I guess, at Thanksgiving. But the turkey, the dressing, the veggies, all of the things, the accoutrements, the salads, the desserts, all of that stuff. It's about $21.40, I think, is the cost. It's fairly expensive. But the real take on this is that the farmer only gets about $9 of that. The rest of it all goes to the middleman, and that's what more upsets me. It frankly disgusts me at how little. I'm a dairy farmer, and I know that we've done the numbers on whether it's raw milk or whether it's pasteurized milk, what the farmer gets selling. And it's about anywhere from as low as $1.14 a gallon to $1.40 a gallon, depending, unless it's organic milk, and it's a little higher, it's closer to $2 a gallon. But still, it's only about a third of what the milk sells for in the store. And yet, where would we be if we didn't have the farmers and the cows producing the milk, and they only get a third of what you pay for the milk in the store? It's just not right. And we got to, I don't know, I keep talking about it, we all do, and whether anything comes of it down the road, I guess we still have to keep fighting the good fight. Some other farm news. This first part of the program, I'd like to go through some of the farm news of the week. And then we're going to meet Renee King-Sonnen, who is the founder of something called the Rowdy Girl Sanctuary. It's a way in Texas for people to learn about beef and cattle and that sort of thing. It's also a sanctuary, though, for cattle. So anyway, that becomes our focus. This sounds like a pretty bad way to go. A farmer died recently after falling into a manure pit. 46-year-old fellow trying to rescue his son from the pit. He fell in himself and he wasn't able to get out. This is the reason I bring it out. I remember this happening on a farm near me when I was a kid. The manure pits are so large now. The slurries where we put the manure, it could be very dangerous. Like being in a silo when you're filling it, the gases in there, very, very dangerous. I know farmers who have died in silos as well. So something not to laugh about. A lot of people who come from the city, they see that, you see what happened to that farmer? He died in a manure pit. No, there's nothing funny about that. The story of Everett Dobrinsky, who just got a check for $4,000, and what he got paid for was storing carbon dioxide in the soil on his farm. He farms in North Dakota. Says protecting the planet from global warming is not the primary reason he enrolled in the carbon credit program. He says it's about money. I'm considerate of the environment, but I'm doing more of this because of my own pocketbook needs. Makes economic sense. Thought that was pretty interesting. 990 farmers and ranchers in the state of North Dakota are doing this, and they got paid about $2.5 million last year for using no-till and other practices to capture carbon dioxide, which is blamed a lot for global warming. I've talked about this new, if you haven't seen it yet, the Discovery Channel has a 90-minute special on NASA. And one of the things in there is the NASA satellite work to detect what's going on in the atmosphere. And very vivid. I'm not thumping my chest for a lot of the stuff that's discussed regarding climate change, global warming, and all that other stuff. But this diagram made it so clear what's happening in the ozone hole and the carbon dioxide that's going out from, a lot of stuff that we use on the farm. So what has happened here is this program pools carbon credits for sale on the Chicago Climate Exchange. This is an agency that trades greenhouse gases and other pollutants, just as others exchange trade commodities like crops, livestock, all that sort of thing. Members of the exchange, a lot of corporations are in it, a lot of big cities, buy carbon credits to offset their emission problems. Producers around the country have earned millions of dollars since this program started in 2006. North Dakota is the largest state in terms of using and having program participation, but there are other states, 20 other states that have about 2,400 farmers involved in it. The nationwide enrollment in the National Farmers Union Carbon Credit Program, I belong to National Farmers Union, yeah, and they did start this, but it's good for the environment, it's good for them, good for farmers. What happens is they sell these credits on the Chicago Climate Exchange for as little as $2.50 to $7 a metric ton. The CO2 credits are getting about $4 a metric ton. Now, I think $4.50, closer actually to $5, last time I saw this. Farmers, ranchers, landowners can participate in the program by using no-till farming practices or growing grasses and trees to limit the release of carbon dioxide from the ground, because the trees and the green suck it up and they absorb it in their plants, and that's better than having it in the air. And it's used in the exchange, as you know, the photosynthetic process exchanges the carbon dioxide for oxygen in its process. So that's how farmers are getting money for capturing carbon. And to turn that around, there's a fine that's being levied against farmers for the amount of cattle gas that's being produced in some areas. So in one hand, you've got something good in terms of what is, you know, capturing the carbon, and another, you know, they don't know what to do, so they're taxing farmers for the amount of gas that comes from their cows. I find that to be quite objectionable, in fact. All right, so there are my two news stories. We're going to, in a moment, focus on how to create a sanctuary for animals. I've often thought that I wanted to create a bovine, equine, canine sanctuary on my farm. Maybe I'll get some tips from Renee King Sonnen, who's up with us next year on the American Family Farmer.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's Automotive News headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Vehicle-to-everything communication technology, or V2X, is poised to change the way cars operate in the very near future. Numerous automakers are working on V2X systems, some of which already are available. Amongst those automakers is Ford, which thinks it one day could eliminate traffic lights. Ford will trial an intersectional priority management, or IPM, system on the streets of the United Kingdom. The system will demonstrate that cars don't have to stop at intersections or traffic lights. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of G Company and the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Ulta Beauty, Black Friday is more like Glam Friday with extra glitter. So get ready for eye-catching gifts like dramatic mascaras from Tarte and Urban Decay for only $10. Or the All-Stars Kit from MAC for only $20. And magical must-haves like Morphe Super Soft Makeup Brush Set for half off. That's 100% glam for 50% less. Black Friday is the day to find something for everyone on your nice list. Even you. Get ready to gift. Get ready to glam. Get ready to shine brighter. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
One of the things that is very important to me as we talk about the food we eat and proper nutrition, all that sort of thing, this is important on a farm show, talking about fruits and vegetables organically grown. And then the folks at Texas Superfoods have a process that takes the fruit and vegetable, powders it, they dry it first, then they powder it. Put it in capsules, or you can just use a teaspoon and get it out of the tin. Texas Superfood Complete Organic delivers 55, you count them, 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. They are organic. They're never sprayed. They don't have anything in them like herbicides, pesticides, no animal products, no sodium, no fillers, no synthetic additives of any kind. So when you're interested in fruits and vegetables, and you know that you're supposed to eat them organically grown, because otherwise you get the problem that we have this week of salmonella in the lettuce, that kind of stuff. That isn't going to happen with anything that's organic, and it's not going to happen, not going to be an influence in the capsules that you take of Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Giving you that protection with those fruits and vegetables enhances your immune system by 90%. Once you've gotten on to the program, take a couple in the morning, a couple at night with your meals, and the enhancement, the strength that your immune system has now, as the weather gets so cold, we need to protect ourselves, and our immune system does it from colds and flu and that sort of thing. Texas Superfood, the nutrients of 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables, can be yours every day by going to texassuperfood.com/Doug. Believe me, the ingredients is there. It's fabulous, and you'll feel the difference. You really will. If you don't eat all your organic fruits and vegetables every day, Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy and less expensive. Go to texassuperfood.com for, you'll see for yourself what's there, and work out how to order Texas Superfood Complete Organic. The name kind of says it all. It's at texassuperfood.com/Doug. Joining us now on the American Family Farmer is Renee King Sonnen, who is a native Houstonian, executive director of the Rowdy Girls Sanctuary in Angleton, Texas. So, we got to find out whether, first of all, Renee, you're a rowdy girl. Are you a rowdy girl?
Yes, sir, I am. I've been known to be.
That first sentence, I can tell you are. I can hear it.
Yeah. You can hear it in the Texas twang, huh?
I can hear it. Well, I think I can hear it in the attitudinal twang. Maybe it's a Texas twang as well. But I get what you're about. One of the things, we have a little bit of time to get an introduction here. Tell me about your history on the farm and your history around animals, farm animals.
Well, I grew up in the city of Houston, and married my multi-generational farmer rancher, Tommy Sonnen, twice, actually.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. So his hair.
Was there a little rest in between between the first marriage and the second? We had a little rest, did we?
Yeah, we had a little rest, but during that rest, he acquired the 96-acre, cattle ranch here in Angleton, Texas. And when I remarried him and moved here, things changed because I started developing relationships with cows that, animals I'm not supposed to do that with. You know, I started, naming them. And, in fact, one of the calves was named Rowdy Girl. And that's the reason the name of the sanctuary is Rowdy Girl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're cut from the same cloth that I am. This is going to be a great conversation because I feel the same way. I have development. I've been a dairy farm. I've had thousands of cows over the years, but I've developed a relationship with each of them and treat them as pets and friends. We'll talk about that concept as we continue here.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span, but they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to givetheadventure.com. That's givetheadventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to givetheadventure.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To our focus here on animals, this is Renee King Sonnen, who's the executive director of this Rowdy Girl Sanctuary. That's why it's called that, because she is. This ranch doesn't sell animals for slaughter. This is a concept that has been looked upon askance by many of my friends in my neck of the woods in Massachusetts, Renee, because I don't slaughter my cows either. They grow to old age. I give them to people that want to use them with lawnmowers until they die. They have to agree not to slaughter them. If a cow gets sick, I put them to sleep and bury them on the... Actually, I bury them in my compost pit. But this is a concept that people ridicule me, and they probably ridicule you for doing it as well, do they?
Wow, I'm so impressed. I had no idea. Yeah, we get ridiculed. In fact, I was wondering, I said, wow, this dairy farmer's going to interview me? Really? You know, because we have been ridiculed. Yes, of course we have. My poor husband and I, we were members of the Brazoria County Cattlemen's Association, and, you know, for years. And so when this happened, and he ultimately came on board, too, because he always loved animals, you know. He was just in the business like everybody else, farming, yeah. And this is what you do. And, you know, until I started falling in love with all these cows and really questioning a lot of the things we were doing out loud to him, really making him uncomfortable, it was all forced to a head, ultimately. And, you know, when I bought his cows and we had a standoff and,
so did you, let me just go back through the personal picture here just for a second. How, you were married and then you got divorced. Was the divorce over, was the fight over what to do with the animals, or did you fight about something else?
No, it had nothing to do with that the first time, because he didn't have the ranch then. He worked for Dow Chemical for 40 years and acquired the ranch, picked up the ranching baton of his ancestry during our interlude.
Yeah, well, how many years, how long was the interlude?
10 years.
Wow. You were apart 10 years. Did you maintain your friendship, or did you just stay away from each other for 10 years?
No, we maintained our friendship. We certainly did.
Oh, good. All right. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch, literally, you are the first documented beef cattle ranch to convert from selling them for slaughter to selling them, rescuing them. But I don't understand how you make money if you're just keeping them all, raising them, and you don't do anything with them. That has to be the first matter of concern, doesn't it?
Great question. And, you know, I raised $36,000 in less than 4 months after I went, you know, I went full-on vegan and raised the money, $36,000, bought my husband's cows, and opened up a nonprofit. And so I took years of experience in, you know, my real world, which I was always an entrepreneur. I was promoting events, producing events. I was a country and western singer on the road. And so I had a lot of ability. Yeah, I was. I could sing crazy. So I had a lot of ability.
You could sing Patsy Cline's song Crazy? Is that the song, or are you just a crazy singer?
I can sing crazy. Yes, sir. I can sing anything just about. But just about. I can sing anything. Maybe not opera. But I can certainly tie one on. But anyway, I used all my skills to fundraise. And then I developed a membership program, and we have events here. You know, we have events all the time out here. A lot of people are interested in this story. It's gone viral. It's been on CBS Evening News, ABC. So, yeah.
Well, I think that what I want to find out is how you actually run this. I'm going to your website, which is rowdygirlsanctuary.org, rowdygirlsanctuary.org. Let's find out how this lady does it. What is it? How does she get the money? And what does she think? What does she think she's doing? 28 past the hour here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now 1-800-291-4180.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
My feet are so cold.
That's because you're wearing just ordinary socks. You should try what I'm wearing. Heat Holders. They're the warmest socks out there.
Heat Holders are the warmest thermal socks. Independent lab tests prove it. Our three-stage process makes Heat Holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. Go to heatholders.com, get a special Black Friday Cyber Monday deal to save 25% off and receive free shipping on a purchase of $25 or more. Use the code BLIZZARD25 until November 26th on heatholders.com. Go to heatholders.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump and Chief Justice John Roberts aren't seeing eye to eye over the independence of the U.S. judicial system. The two have been going back and forth since President Trump denounced a judge who rejected his migrant asylum policy, calling him an Obama judge. Justice Roberts said, "There's no such thing." Here in Chico, California, the remains of two more people have been found in Paradise, bringing the death toll from the campfire to 83. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says the search continues for the missing.
The current list of unaccounted for individuals stands at 563. That number decreased by 307 people.
The rain here has been pouring off and on all day long, bringing the threat of mudslides and flooding to the people who are trying to recoup from the campfire. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him every night, raising a son, raising a daughter. Gather around the table, send it up to the Father.
If you care where your food comes from, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Subdivisions creeping on in. Neighborhood kids keep jumping his fence. He can double his money, but that'd be the end of a promise he'll never break.
So music for the farmers from Luke Bryan on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. The American Family Farmer podcast, which is procured for your listening pleasure every week, takes a synopsis, maybe a summary of the things we talk about. For example, the one that's posted now at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com offers some news about how family farmers are reacting to the new midterm election. Election's over. There are a lot of people who want to figure on holding them accountable. I had a good conversation. I think we'll do a little more of that later on in this hour. Anyway, let's see, what else do we have on the podcast? Paul Bissett, who's the chief operating officer at Harvest Crow Robotics. We talk about how robotics may soon be harvesting many of your crops. They have they built this, they say, out of necessity. Too many of their strawberries were going rot, and then they couldn't get help also. So a lot of strawberry farms are using this. Find out how it works on the podcast, The Robotics in Farming. I also talk a little bit about my becoming involved in the hemp program. The state of Massachusetts has a hemp farming program, which I'm going to participate in because I think it's a very good, it's the next step of helping the farm to stay viable. So all of these things are available as a podcast every week, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, and the archives are there, the explanation for what's on each one of the podcasts, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, aimed at trying to help you make your farm more viable in the age of big government and big ag trying to put you and me out of business. We have Renee King Sonnen with us, who's the founder of Rowdy Girl Sanctuary, which is located in Angleton, Texas. So the way you fell in love, there's a lot of parallel, a lot of mirroring here going on, because my experience with the farm and with the cows has been transformative for me. I used to be in charge when I was 6-7 years old. I was in charge of feeding the calves. Been around cows all my life. I have a great, I don't know what it is about them. Being around them is a, there's a peace, the old song, peaceful, easy feeling. I get this around my cows. But I want to find out how this works in the sense that if you're saving, are you trying to save all the beef cattle? What cattle are you trying to save, Renee?
Well, first of all, I saved ours from going to slaughter, and so it was, that was the first thing I did.
But they were beef cattle, weren't they? They were beef cattle. They were raised for going to the slaughterhouse, right?
Absolutely. They went to the sale barn twice a year, you know, just like, you know, clockwork, twice a year until I, you know, literally blocked my husband from doing it. I threatened to follow them to the sale barn, to buy them all back with his credit card, to bring them all back home. You know, I was blocking him at every turn. And so, you know, the ones we rescue typically are ones that are either bound from slaughter, you know, bound for slaughter or in immense suffering, neglect. Some folks, you know, some FFA, 4-H kids, oh my goodness, I get so many calls from those kids that fall in love with their animals, you know, that they're not supposed to develop these relationships with. And we have several of those animals right here at Rowdy Girl.
Yeah, I'm looking around. This is a good place for you to go. Go to the website, rowdygirlsanctuary.org, and see what goes on the farm. Do you find you have contests? How do you, what is this for, raising money to help save more cows? Is that what that's for?
The contest. Well, when we do have contests, it's actually to raise money to, gosh, you can just imagine how much it costs to feed. We have 62 bovine on our property at this time, and we started out with 29. So if that tells you anything. So we had 29, now we have 62. We have 3 horses, we have 5 goats, we have 29 chickens, we have 5 roosters, ducks, you know, we just, you know, and so we do these contests or raise money so that we can, feed these animals and take them to the vet. I mean, each animal here has a medical file. They're all named. And,
well, what's,
you know,
the point of the people are going to ask, what's the point of raising them or bringing them into the world? You can't save all of them, and it wouldn't be a good idea. So what is the aim? Is not growing them, but taking them off of farms if they're sick or they're infirmed in some way. Is that basically the bottom line? Is that what I mean? I'm looking at some of the pictures of you laying down with a cow. You kind of remind me of me taking care of sick a cow. You know,
I am the same way. I love them. I love them. I can lay with them. I can, you know, I just feel so much at peace when I'm with them. And,
well, there's a whole new thing, you know. There's a new effort to have people. There's a new business, as a matter of fact. I saw somebody charging $300 for an hour's visit to a farm where the cattle are laying during their cut, and people just go commune with them. They sit down next to them. They lay on them. They're that old song, the peaceful, easy feeling. They're getting that from being around the cows.
Yeah. Now, we're not charging $300 for you to come and lay with the cows, but I have seen that. We do have, you know, multiple events so that you can develop, you know, like real relationships with animals that you're really taught all through your life not to have feelings for. And so it becomes a real ill construct in our mind when we love animals, and most farmers and ranchers will all tell you they love animals. But when they're in the business to also slaughter them, there's this place inside of us that just, you know, you can't go there. You got to do your job. But we still love animals. And so for me, I crossed that great divide, and sounds like you did too, where you go into that place where you see them just like you would your dog or cat.
Well, they are pets in a sense. I raise mine. If they could get through the door and the back door, they'd follow me into the house. That's kind of,
yeah,
but I've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cows that I've raised that day. I mean, that way. So, looking around this website, you have a vegan fest. What happens at the vegan fest in Angleton, Texas, at your farm?
Yeah, at the vegan fest, we get, you know, speakers from all over the country that are leaders in our movement, in our, you know, the vegan plant-based movement. And they come and they speak here, and we have all sorts of vendors. And, you know, just a big platform and place for people to come, bring their family, and, you know, just commune with the peaceful, easy feeling, as you called it. I love that. And, you know, and to just take it all in, get educated, learn, eat a lot of great vegan food. You know, in today's world, the plant-based food meats, the plant-based meats are just skyrocketing. I was shopping last night for our Thanksgiving Day, and yeah, I could not believe they were out of all of the plant-based turkeys. And everywhere I went, Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, everywhere in Houston, Texas, out of those products. And they had one left at Whole Foods that I snatched up, but they were all gone.
Yeah.
That tells you.
People
something.
Are getting much more conscious, whether it's because of the animals, whether it's because the value, the question comes on the value of meat, what the protein value is, or the fat. You know, it depends on where it comes from. I'm guessing that you, whatever animals do make it out of there, are grass-fed, they're not inoculated. They're, you know, that's become a huge movement among the locavores, who a lot of them support this program. They don't want the enzymes and all of the hormones and stuff that get put into these cattle. Unless they're sick, you know, that's one reason for using them. I know in the dairy, once in a while, we couldn't cure mastitis, so sometimes we'd have to give them a shot of something. But as a general maneuver, in many of the larger dairies, they use BHT, and that changes the value of not only the milk but of the flesh. And so, but people are getting smart to that. And so they want to have stuff that is pure. What do you think about these meat products that are being grown in the Petri dish, and they're being grown in basically a classroom or in a laboratory? What do you think of that?
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. In fact, there's been some vendors at some of the conferences I've been at that have companies like Good Food Institute, for one. You know, at first I thought it was like a Frankenstein, you know, idea.
Yeah.
But then I started doing my research and thinking about it. And if this can take hold and they can really do this, and there's a lot of headway at making it happen, I'm just thinking about how all the cats in the world, I mean, it would make excellent cat food, in my opinion, so that, you know, we don't have to macerate all those little baby chicks that just go down the macerator. If you're a male, you know, if you're a male little baby chick in the world, you end up just like macerated or gassed and in a split second the minute you're born. And so, you know, it would be awesome for that reason. And then there's some people in my mind that will never choose a plant-based diet. And for those people, because the thing is, we've only got one planet, and to continue consuming and ravaging the rainforest and every bit of our landscape like we're doing for animal agriculture, whether it's to breed and grow more cows or to grow more grains to feed more cows, to feed more people, we just can't continue that pace.
No, it does affect I've been referencing the last couple of weeks a documentary that Discovery Channel did on the NASA space program, and one of the things that came out of it was a reality check looking at some of the satellite images of the atmosphere, which is very thin, the ozone layer, the CO2, carbon dioxide, and that impact, and, you know, it's coming from fossil fuels. So can we mitigate it somehow? I think there's a way of doing it without going crazy. Consciousness is important, and that's kind of what you're about, Renee. Let me finish this conversation with you in a moment. First, though, a reminder about how to lose weight. That's what Calitrin does. Get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off, and use the code DJV of whatever you buy. And if you get more than 3 bottles, they give you a 4th one free. Toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, America's most successful and healthiest choice for weight loss.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Thousands of charities, from international organizations to local churches, raise money through silent auctions, often featuring gift baskets donated by supporters. They frequently include bottles of wine, beer, or other spirited prizes. But it turns out that in many states, the liquor laws prohibit such baskets, especially in places like churches or community centers that have no liquor license, even if the bottles remain unopened. The legislature in one state, Colorado, is about to repeal that old law and leave charitable fundraisers free to do their best. Many of these legislators have looked through the lens of liberty and realized that fundraising ideas are not the government's business. But many states still require permits and fees for such events. If your state is one of them, it's time for you to act.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
This Christmas, the Salvation Army is fighting to ensure that every child in our community is warm, safe, and well-nourished. For $30, you could feed a family of 4 for a week. For $150, you could feed a meal to 150 children in need. The Salvation Army provides over 9 million nights of shelter to people in need in the U.S. Help the Salvation Army fight for those in need all over our community this holiday season by donating at salvationarmy.listenandgive.org.
All right, so Renee, we only have about a minute left here. What do you want people to know? How can they help you in your ideas? Is there a way of actually going to rowdygirlsanctuary.org and pledging money?
Oh, absolutely. You can become a member. We have 214 members, I think, right now, and the minimum membership is $15 a month. We are so grateful for those folks. You can do one-time donations. And we recently started our rancher advocacy program that's actually driven towards helping ranchers, farmers that are wanting to get out of the business of farming animals and do things like wind, solar, or organic farming, which is upcoming.
There's a big push in my area for growing hemp. It's a huge business, huge potential to making farms viable, something else people can look at as well. Renee, congratulations. Renee King Sonnen at the Rowdy Girl Sanctuary, Sanctuary for Big Bovines. Thanks, Renee.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome to the farm.
Confused about what's going on your farm and with the national movement, if you will. There are all kinds of reminders when it comes to farming and what it is that we are, and I use this term not necessarily lovingly, what we are every week, every month, every year putting up with this nonsense from the huge agribusiness councils and the government, the things that are being done, the Food Safety Modernization Act, and what that's going to do to the small, medium-sized farmer, rules that are completely unnecessary. If we have all these rules, what happens when we have a salmonella outbreak like what we're facing right now with the romaine lettuce? What do you do with that? This Food Safety Modernization Act isn't going to prevent that at all because it doesn't deal with the big... I'm not going to get into that, but I am I'm happy. I was reading an article about how in the state of Vermont, for example, they've done a big push in the state for farm-to-plate, a big network gathering that celebrated this past year. They figure they got 6,500 new jobs in the state of Vermont because of local food and the beverage consumption. It comes from Vermont. This is an initiative that any state could do. Get the people in the ag networks to focus on identifying where the farmers are and getting their food to market or having farmers markets or whatever it is. But that's how these increases are taking place, educating people as to the value of the locally produced food. In a moment, I'm going to talk about the election now that it's over. How do we hold the politicians accountable? Big question. Let's see if we can get some answers after this.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
All right, so the focus on the election and the farm bill. This is what it's all about. I mean, you think about the last election a couple of years ago, a lot of rural voters came out, elected somebody that the experts thought had little chance to become president. I pay no attention to the polls, and I don't think many other people do. You never count out the rural vote. I think that's who elected Trump. I'm not sure that he's returned the favor yet. I think that the farm bill will predicate that. But I know the ag community supported more Republicans than Democrats this past election. The dairy crisis is paramount. The immigration system is a mess, and a lot of farmers are concerned about who are the people that are going to help them pick their crops. And then there's the trade thing. That's not resolved, although the Chinese thing looks like it's coming to into focus and maybe get taken care of in the next week or so. But then there are local issues like gas pipeline construction, environmental regulations, that dam, the Safety Enhancement Act that was passed. So what do we do in terms of the farm bill? This is where you're going to hold them accountable, the members of the House and the Senate. They passed separate versions of the farm bill. They're trying in conference to hash out differences. If the current Congress fails to pass a farm bill, then most people say that it will be in 2019 easily, and the new Congress is going to have to work it through, and because there's more Democrats than Republicans, are they going to agree, or are we going to fight for another year on this thing? I don't see it being solved, frankly. I don't. Unless they change their tune. Same thing with immigration. Dairy and trade is my big bugaboo. The president has gotten, and I think he deserves credit, for opening up additional markets for dairy in Mexico, keeping the Canadians from bringing their cheap milk down here. The NAFTA agreement is gone, and now it's the U.S.-Mexican-Canadian agreement. Does away with Canada's Class 7 milk, which critics say puts farmers here at a disadvantage because farmers are subsidized. And that's not the case here. So that's why the milk, a lot of it came here so cheaply. So let's hold them accountable, keep their feet to the fire, as it were. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.